AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
G'day, AJ, Bridge and Spider. If you missed the show, here's the podcast.
Adam Brand joined the show. He just faced his fear of horses and we helped him get you through your fear of helicopters. Son's wedding on Friday. The Goldafin family will decide, do you go by chopper or do you take the day off?
Yeah, also Sophie Monk, the Bachelorette, joined us as well, which is great. And I did my spray on male sports. It's time we started putting more time, more money and more airtime into female sports.
Very proud of you, Peter.
Look who's in the studio.
Yes, very excited. Very excited.
Yeah, she joins us live, Miss Sophie Monk.
I'm Sophie Monk and I'm the Bachelorette. I know I'm not the typical Bachelorette. I'm 37, I'm a massive bogan, but I really hope that Australia understand that I want to find something genuine and they back me on this and don't think I'm a tool, to be honest.
Sophie, thanks very much for joining us, but we have got a bit of a surprise. We've put this
already
together. Yeah, already, because we think you deserve your own kind of song.
Oh, I'd love that.
She's Monk, she's Monk, she's Monk, she's Sophie Monk.
Original.
Oh, I love it. That, hey? That's a lot of time and effort into that.
That's amazing.
Original.
I need to say, copy that one.
Oh, you're beauty.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. A lot of effort.
A lot of effort.
Yeah.
About time, girlfriend. About time.
What's that?
I'm in your boat. I'm 41.
Single? Yep.
Single.
It's tough, isn't it?
It is tough. But you know what? This is what we were saying is, the Maddie one and whatever. There are all these women in their 20s who are devastated and think their life's over because they're 22 and they were voted off.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're not being married at that age, are you?
Exactly. So now it's more for our age demographic.
Yeah.
You're on there, 37?
Yep.
And, you want everything that we all want and life's just gone by and you're like, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
What's
going
on?
I thought I was 30 a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's like bang. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So was that the reason you're like, I'm just going to do it?
No, it wasn't that. I just got no luck. I just keep meeting douchebags.
That's right.
There's a lot of them out there. I've met them all.
Yeah,
and I think I've dated all of them too.
Oh, well, you and Bridge, exactly the same boat here.
We are exactly. Now, do your friends and family get very frustrated like these two because they know you're a good chick, you're a great person, and they go, why? And do you say to the universe, I've learned my lessons,
every
send me a
time.
Good one.
Yeah, but then I fall again for the same guy. So, yeah, it's tricky.
How quick do you fall?
Really quick. I'm
really?
So impulsive, yeah. Hence the engagements that I've had.
Stalky quick?
No, because they do it with me, so I don't
good.
Feel as bad. Yeah.
Good.
Engagements, okay, wait until you get married a few times. That's how I go to the next step. I just it sounds like a dream. You know, you sit there in a mansion with 20 or 25 guys having a pick. Is it really tough?
I felt really indulgent at the beginning, and then I loved it. I was like the only woman there. I'm the hottest in the room by default. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but did it restore your faith when you have all these awesome guys? Like when you see those three little kids, good play.
Wasn't it?
From the little nephews.
Yeah, I saw
that. It was very well played.
We want you to love our uncle.
Yeah.
That was cute.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the cuts yet.
Yeah,
but
right.
But I'm so nervous because I'm crying so much on this show.
Are you?
Yes. Like, I don't know why.
No, fair call, though.
Just it's emotional.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're getting rid of their friends as well.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not sure if they were devoed to leave me or the guys.
Did anyone put up their hand and say, you can't tell us, can you?
What's that?
I was going to say, wanted to leave.
No.
What are you saying,
you say
Peter? Why? No.
Because they do that.
Yeah, because I don't know Sophie, but if I got to know her over 3 days and if I didn't like it, I'll put up my hand and say, there's no use me being in here. I don't think it's going to work.
Luckily, there's beers in the house, so everyone stayed. But
I
was insecure about that because I was like, imagine
totally.
The rejection.
Totally.
Yeah, if they're disappointed.
Do you get the whole men are emasculated? I get this often where a friend of mine will go, I want to set you up with this person. And then it goes, no, because they're a bit scared of who you are.
Totally get that.
I'm a pussycat in a relationship.
Yeah, same.
You get that?
Walk over, but you come off dominant. And also because you work, you've got your own thing going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, people get intimidated.
So why can't we have it both? This is what really annoys me. Why does it seem that women cannot have the successful career and the love? Why do we have to choose?
That's what I've done too.
Why?
Well, not now. So I've done it the right way. You've got to go the Bachelorette.
I've got to go the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I'm the next one, am I?
Yeah.
You beauty.
Pass on the rose baton.
So I love the fact too that you say I'm a self-confessed bogan. You just put it all out there.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows it. I'm not hiding it really, am I? Very well. With my Ugg boots and my accent.
Well, that's why I didn't mind wearing my Ugg boots today.
No, they suit you.
Thank you.
They are good. They are good and thongs are back in. But so good luck.
Thanks so much.
She's Monk. She's Monk. She's Monk. She's Sophie Monk.
Love that.
Saturday, apparently you got thrown. I got thrown under the bus on the Bradenham, Libby Trickett and Dobbo show.
Well, that's what happens if you want your face on a bus. You're going to be thrown under it.
And when you talk yourself as the full four, the saviour, the holy grail of Gold FM, you're always up for a little bit of criticism. Yep. Sometimes with that publicity does come a little bit of criticism. So this is Luke Bradenham, Libby Trickett and Dobbo yesterday on their show. I think they're pumping you up, actually.
Hey, by the way, brand new breakfast show now here at Gold 92.5. We have the great AJ, big deep voice AJ.
Is that his official title?
That is. I'm gonna become AJ again.
Carol.
It's AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast. The Gold Coast's most iconic voice has joined our breakfast team here at Gold 92.5. You've got to listen to him just for those dulcet tones. Can you put me down? See if I can do this again.
Am I there yet? Am I coming there?
There you are.
Hey, it's AJ.
You got it.
I just transformed from Luke into AJ.
Incredible.
It's magic.
It's AJ Bridget Spider for breakfast right here at Gold 92.5.
Do you want to join our show permanently?
Come on, as a regular host, get rid of that Bradenham character.
Yeah.
So full of himself.
Yeah, so full
That's the one.
Puts his name in the top of the show. Give you guys little bylines.
Yeah. Right? With.
Hang on, didn't AJ go at the start of this breakfast show as well?
Luke taught me to do that. I said, Luke, have you got any words of advice for me in radio? I said, yeah, make sure your name's at the top
at the
of the
beginning.
Show.
Yeah. AJ, Bridge and Spider.
No, it's AJ, Bridge and Spider, but it's soon to be the AJ show.
With Bridge and Spider.
What are you laughing at, Dobbo?
I'm laughing at you.
Hey, bring me back out of this. It's creeping me out.
It's making me nervous.
Hey,
look, it's depressing me, actually, because I realise how really? High my voice is in comparison to AJ's.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to have a crack. You ready?
What do you mean?
What would a crack at who?
Well, I've got a crack at him.
And Luke.
Okay, yeah.
And who, you can be Dobbo.
Anyway, here I am. I'm driving home from, listening to AJ, Bridge and Spider. After I've been to the gym, I got to check into Channel 9, do my report, back to thing. Caught a couple of cod with me mate Latini. Latini flew out and went back around again and I went on and on and on. I talked.
Peter. Hey, stop talking. We haven't got an 8-minute break here, so we can wrap it up there. Get on your
free. Nice little crossfade there for our little mate. Hello, Adam. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, Adam Brand joins us, one of the great country music singers of all time, internationally and nationally. Now, Adam, we've got a situation here with AJ, first week on the job. He said last week and leading into this week, he's done all the publicity in the world. He's going to give 110%. He's going to crush, kill, destroy. He's going to take this show from VB to Champagne.
You've heard it all, right?
We've heard the lot.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good sales pitch. What's he up to?
Monday he comes in and in the Monday meeting he goes, well, actually, I'll give 110%, but can I have Friday off?
Yeah.
Because he's got his son's wedding. Now, his son's wedding's over in Warwick, so he can't get there if he was to drive after the show, so he wants either the day off. And, you know, myself and Bridge, we're thinkers, and we said, we can organise a helicopter to take you over there. To make it a lot easier, then you do the show, but then he's got a fear of flying.
Right. Now,
that's where you come into the situation.
That's right. First of all...
Look, guys, AJ and me are good mates. You want me to have a little chat with him?
Well, I do, because I saw you on Monday, this time next year, on the TV show where they showed you having a fear of, which I cannot believe, what was your fear of?
Of horses.
So you had quite a bit of therapy to get over it so that you could jump on a horse.
Exactly. You know, so what I'd say to AJ is you've got to just get in the saddle, mate.
That's
hang
right.
on tight.
That's right.
All right, and go for it. You've just got to face your fear. You'll get through it.
Right. So as I get in the chopper, mate, I've got to pretend that the chopper's a horse.
Yeah, you got to grab onto something like it's the reins.
Right.
You got to put your little helmet on. Right. Grab a little, you know, just reach down, grab them, and just go for it.
Okay, I'll take a whip on board with me and think that it neighs, that it goes. Yeah.
Bring something for the pilot, like a little apple or a carrot or something, you know.
But Adam, you faced your fears of hopping on a horse. But how long did it take you? You know, just the process of getting up to being able to walk next to it, being able to jump on it, and then ride it.
Look, it did take a while. When I was 6 years old, I went horse riding with the family. The horse bucked me off. Yep. I smashed my nose, and right then I decided that me and horses were not going to be mates, and that was it, just done. So, you know, 40 years later, I've taken that step and thought, okay, well, I'm going to face it, you know. Now, mine wasn't a big life-changing one like some people's, but it's something that just sort of sits inside you and gnaws away at you, I guess. So I kind of understand what you're feeling, AJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but Adam, how proud of yourself for conquering this fear? That's what we want AJ to go through, to be really proud, to chopper in style to his son's wedding.
You didn't have to ride a horse to a wedding or anything?
No, I didn't, no. But, you know, mate, I was just, you know, a little bit afraid of, you know, like little... a little pony. I've got kids that come to my concert who are, you know, 5 and 6 years old, who go horse riding every day.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of made me look a bit lame.
Okay. Well, Adam, I'll put it out to you then, and then we want, of course, Gold FM listeners to phone in 13 27 10. Adam, should AJ have the day off with consequences, or should he face his fears and take the helicopter?
Oh, look, AJ and me are mates, you know, so I know that he'll be wanting me to side with him to take the day off. So I'm stuck in a bit of precarious position.
But you know how proud you are of yourself, though, of what you've just conquered, and we want AJ to conquer his fear.
Mate, what if you come on board with me and hold my hand?
You got to pay for the ticket of the wedding.
How about I just come on board when we don't hold hands?
Are you going for the chopper or day off?
I'll jump in the chopper with you, mate.
We'll okay, there you go. Adam, and we do want to know, 13, 27, 10, continue to vote. Give us a ring right now. Are you going, AJ, helicopter or day off with consequences? Yep.
Adam, this is another issue again. Bart Cummings, you all know that name, don't you?
Oh, here we go. Yes.
No, well, Bart Cummings was allergic to horsehair.
Was he?
Wow.
That's it. How's that?
And there you're allergic to choppers?
Yes.
Well, I'm allergic to coppers.
Kind of a medical...
You're allergic to coppers, we know that. All right, Adam, thank you so much, and well done for conquering your own fear.
Well done.
We wanted to get you on to realise, see, AJ, it is possible. Yeah. I just have this afternoon, I can't wait for our movie marathon. We're going to kick off with Black Hawk Down, and then after that we're going to go into a few more.
Of course you are. Hey, Ads, how's the tour been, mate, just quickly? Good?
Yeah, everything's been great.
All right, mate. Cool.
Listen,
okay.
At that movie marathon, just don't play Brokeback Mountain, okay?
What?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Adam.
See you, Adam Brand.
See you, guys.
Bye, mate.
Now, AJ, have we got the opener?
No.
He's too busy telling us
I'm
horse.
Still mate.
No, you're too busy
mate,
telling
mate,
us horse statistics.
There's a clause
statistics.
In my contract
oh,
that says
Bart Cummings is allergic to horsehair.
No, I put a clause in there that says give me 5 days to get all the things that all the sound effects and all the beds that I've got to play. So just get on with this.
That's why you were supposed to be in last week. Okay. Anyway, let's go.
Okay, let's give it 80% instead of 110. Okay, now look, I've got my spray. Okay, now this is what I wanted to spray today. Look at on the back of the soccer, so the Matildas. Yesterday, the Matildas, they ranked number 6. They beat Brazil yesterday 3-2.
Yay!
So they equaled their longest winning streak. Yay! We're talking about female sports, and Bridge, I reckon you're going to be right behind me here, because when you start looking at female sports compared to the male sports...
Don't get me started.
Yeah, and you look at the pay difference. The pay difference is ridiculous, yet when I run through a couple of stats, a lot of females out there and a lot of males will sit there and go, why do we offer so much to our male sports when they don't give us too much back? And we know that tennis and that are all on the same page. But, okay, think about the Aussie, the male sports. Cricket over the last couple of months, all they've done is whinge.
Okay? Oh, and boycott.
Whinge, boycott. While they were whinging and boycott, our female cricketers, currently number one in the world, winning the World Championship. So, you know,
well
we sit there
done.
And whinge. Then you got the soccer. Under the pump at the moment, we're going to struggle to make the World Cup. We've got another qualifier to come. Our soccer teams, as we said, ranked number six, Matildas, the longest winning streak they've ever had. So you go there. Rugby, we had it a couple of weeks ago, the Bledisloe Cup. We haven't won that in decades. Mm. We had it the other day. We lost it in the last couple of minutes. Izzy Folau, Carmichael Hunt. Do they really care about the jumper they're putting on? Do they know what they're representing when they put that Australian jumper on? Or are they doing it simply because of the money? Both of our female rugby teams, top 10, the rugby sevens in the top five. Our diamonds are ranked number one in the world in the females netball, and also the hockey roos are ranked number five in the world in our females. So what I'm saying is, why can't we have more money and more airtime dedicated to our female sports? Because at the moment, they are shining lights upon anything that the males are delivering.
Well, listen up, Jared Hayne. Do you hear this, right? So the best soccer player is on $28,000 a year. That's the female soccer player. And I bet your bottom dollar these girls also have to wash their own uniforms, go home, cook for the kids and the husband, organise everything in the house and try and fit in this as well as a job.
Yep.
So here to all the women.
Yep. So here I am saying right now, right here, about time we started putting more time, more effort, more airtime, more money into female sports, because finally they're doing one thing, and that is winning. And outside of winning, you know what? There's no big heads. They just get the job done.
That's right.
And they are all equal in the locker room. So right on.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
I love it when the veins in the back of your neck go up like that.
Oh, it's so frustrating when you see the male peanuts on truckloads of money just giving it nothing.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.